Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thanks for joining us today. More stuff going on than you can shake a stick at, really. And you have been in the middle of it. You actually had to go forth and check out all the things for the North Central Leadership Conference.
I did. Last month, about mid-April, I had the opportunity to attend the North Central Leadership Conference. It was in Fargo, North Dakota. So that was the very first time I've been in North Dakota. There's about, 10 or 12 states in our North Central region, which is the part of the Cooperative Extension Service, of course. And I believe they hold this conference every 2 years. And so the last one was actually slated for 2020, and they didn't have it, and then didn't have one in 22. But really appreciate the opportunity to attend the conference. Marshall Stewart, who is our Senior Vice President for Executive Affairs, University Engagement and Partnerships, and Chief of Staff at Kansas State University, was our keynote and cabinet speaker. So it was really good to hear from him. It was a conference of about 200 people, so not a big one, but a very good conference. And so I really enjoyed listening to him. He's fairly new at Kansas State University, really passionate, enthusiastic about Kansas State University, and has a heart for extension as well. He really wants to elevate extension. So it's really exciting to hear him and his view and visions of what extension could be. And I also had the opportunity to participate or attend some other breakout sessions. And one was on the modern workforce. So talking, of course, about all the generations in the workforce, what are some of the differences in the different generations? And of course, this is generalities and not everyone, fits into that. But, what are they looking for as being employed in a workplace environment, working with other members, maybe wanting to work more independently? So I've actually done some presentations on the different generations in the workforce, but it was a good refresher for me to just think about it again and kind of slow down and think about, again, the different generations that we have on our team and how they may want to work differently than maybe I do because of my generation. So a really good session. I also attended quite a few sessions on organizational culture and, again, building trust, building those authentic connections, again, which inspires trust and builds engaging teams. And so a lot about being a team, working as a team. So those were very helpful as well. And our Frontier District consists of a team of 16 people across, three different offices. And we are out and about in our communities doing a lot of work in our communities too. And so I'm thinking about, again, how that applies to our Frontier District team as well. So overall, a very good conference. One of the ones that I attended, and this was presented by a group from Missouri, was about communicating impact. And so, again, I thought that was really interesting because that's something that we talk about a lot. We may get into the practice or mode of sharing what we've done, which is great, but really more important is the impact it has made in the lives of Kansans, those with living within the Frontier District and outside of the district as well. But really, how are we impacting their lives? How are we making their lives better? And so, again, that was a really good breakout session to learn what other states do, how they write what we call impact reports, and of course share those with our stakeholders. So another really good session for me to attend. There was three of us from the state of Kansas, and Marshall, of course, was there too, but there were two other regional or district staff there as well. And so hoping in a couple of years that we can gain more people to attend, gain more interest for the conference in a couple of years. But I just really appreciate the opportunity to be able to go. Professional development is something that I'm passionate about. Our board is as well. And so we really encourage our team members to participate in professional development. And so this is the opportunity that I had, and I'm glad I went.
That sounds like a pretty impressive turnout and a great setup as well. Having attended the sessions and the seminars and everything, specifically referring to leadership, what, as far as your takeaway, what is a key aspect of being a leader or being in a leadership role to you?
Audrey, I think it's really important to think about in terms of not the title. You know, you may have a title and it may indicate that you're a leader, but anyone can be a leader. And so what does it take to be a leader and to be a good team member as well? I always think my responsibility is to encourage those within our team, encourage, make sure that they have the resources and support. And I think a lot about not only when they are working, but in their lives in general, you know, understanding that where people are in their stage of life, you know, if they have young children at home or maybe they're caring for elderly parents. So anyway, just thinking about in terms of our team members and where they are in a stage of life, encouraging them, supporting them, allowing them to take risks, to try new things. And it maybe didn't go as they would want it to. They might consider it a failure, but for me, it's like trying new opportunities, learning from that, improving, you know, next time. So being really innovative and creative and not afraid to take those risks.
Leading by example.
Yeah.
Outstanding. That sounds like you learned a lot. Do you think there's a chance that maybe in a future report, maybe we could talk some more about what you learned and some of your takeaways and what you would suggest for an upcoming conference?
I certainly can, because I have a lot of notes and I've thought about during those different sessions how I would apply those. And so now I need to go back and just process through those and then figure out how I'm going to integrate that into my work every day.
I definitely want to hear some more. And as usual, thank you for coming in. Always appreciate the information and just the fact that you come in to share it with us.
Thank you.
All right. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.